This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio. You can't make this stuff up. Remember when Joe Biden said you can't legislate by executive orders unless you're a dictator? That's right, Joe Biden said it. And he just set the all-time record in the history of the United States of America and the United States presidency. With over 30 executive orders in this first week, no one's ever come close. This video is from October 15th, 2020, during a town hall broadcast by ABC News, Joe Biden was discussing his tax proposals when he declared that in order to see them implemented, he would need votes and approval from Congress. I have this strange notion we are a democracy. Some of my Republican friends occasionally say, if we can't get the votes by executive order, you're going to do something. You can't do it by executive order unless you are a dictator. We're a democracy, and we need consensus. And yet, this is the first week of his presidency, and Biden has signed 37 executive actions. Of course, you watch the video, Biden makes it clear he doesn't even know what he's signing. He's already put pen to paper on more than three times as many executive orders as the previous four presidents combined. In their first week, Trump signed four, Obama five, that's nine, George Bush none, and Bill Clinton one, ten. So all four previous presidents combined signed 10. Multiply that by 3, that's 30. He signed 37. So yes, more than all four combined. More than three times than all four combined. And according to the American Presidency Project, the University of Cal Santa Barbara, no other president has ever signed as many orders as Biden. So, Joe, in your own words, what does that make you? And the answer is, it makes you a dictator. Here are the key Biden executive actions. Re-engage with the World Health Organization. Disaster. They're the ones, the WHO, that put us in this situation. They took China's side. They took China's money. They were bribed by China. And they told us nothing about how bad it was coming our way. They told all kinds of lies. So, mistake one. Number two, create position of a COVID response coordinator. I'll leave open that one. I realize it's going to be bad. Everything he does is going to be bad. It just means more big government. But, theoretically, there'd be nothing wrong with that. Let's coordinate and help us respond to COVID. Okay, great. Trump responded as good as anyone could ever respond. Number three, rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement. That'll kill millions of jobs. Number four, revoke the permit for Keystone. That kills thousands of jobs. Next, ask agencies to extend eviction foreclosure moratorium. Sounds great for people who are about to be kicked out of their home, except what it really means is that you're going to put lots of landlords out of business and destroy banks, because people can't pay their mortgages because their tenants aren't paying them. And how about this one? I happen to know people in Vegas who own condos. They are landlords of condos or small single-family homes. I know a few of them. And they all told me they never even thought of selling. They were very happy with their tenants in there, paying them every month. And now they're all selling. You know why they're selling? First of all, the whole California is moving here, so their real estate's gone way up. And second of all, with everybody coming here, there's a shortage of homes. So everybody's willing to buy your home. In 5 minutes, you'll have six bids. And they're scared to death that at any minute their tenants are going to tell them, I'm not paying. At any minute, their tenants will tell them, I'm not paying, and I'm protected by the law, and so you are screwed. You're a landlord, you own a condo, your tenant won't pay you, you are completely effed. So you might as well just sell it. Well, when you sell it, guess what happens? That poor tenant that was paying his bill, that minding his own business, everything was good. He's been there 5 years. When you sell it, guess what? The new person from California wants to live in it. The tenant's kicked out. Month-to-month lease gone. Stupidest thing you could ever do, this whole idea of eviction foreclosure moratoriums. is a disaster because it creates more homeless people because you're going to kick people out who you wouldn't have kicked out because you no longer trust your tenants. Everyone's just got to pay their bills. That's how America works. And then he asked the education department to extend student loan pause. Another disastrous mistake. No students are paying any bills in America. Launch an initiative to advance racial equity and end the 1776 commission. So let's brainwash our kids in school that all white people are bad. And the history of America is a bunch of bad white people. And all we did was screw over black people. And that's the history of America. And as far as racial equity, let's just fire lots of white people and only hire black people. Revoke an order that, and that's not racism, right? There's no problem there. That's the way you end racism, with more racism. Revoke the order that aims to exclude undocumented immigrants from the census. Disaster. So now we will award federal money to sanctuary cities and states. Preserve fortified DACA, which helps dreamers. Disaster. All these people that came to America are not like little five-year-olds trapped in America. Many of them are 30 years old, and they've got criminal records, and it's just a disaster. It never ends. And when you do that, more people come with their children. Require masks on all federal property and by federal workers. Just stupidity. Doesn't make sense, but okay. You do what you want to do. You should wear three masks. You should wear a diaper over your face. You're a moron. You do what you want to do. But I personally don't want to do what you want to do, so I'll just stay off federal property. Next, reverse the travel ban targeting primarily Muslim countries. That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard in my life. It's targeting terrorist countries that have no paperwork. So now you're going to let terrorists into our country. Very smart. Stop. And by the way, at the same time, Biden is reversing the Trump's Muslim travel ban, whatever you want to call it, his terrorist country travel ban. At the same time that's happening, Biden is saying no more flights from South Africa. So what's the difference? It's a joke. Stop construction of the border wall. That makes no sense at all. So America's completely unguarded. Great. I told you when Biden got elected, open borders, let everybody in. Combat discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. More wonderful gobbledygook snowflake bullspit. That sounds wonderful, and you're protecting people. In reality, what you're doing is you've just declared war on girls. You know, no more girls can win any awards in track and field or softball or volleyball or anything else, because we're letting boys who think of themselves as girls enter girls' sports now, not to mention girls' locker rooms and bathrooms to rape girls. Smart. For executive branch personnel, I have no problem with that. I'm sure if I read it, it's horrible, but okay, no problem. Modernize and improve regulatory review. That's not what it's doing. What he's basically saying is Trump said for every one rule we put in, we got to eliminate two, and it turned out it was 8-1 during the Trump administration. For every one rule, new regulation, federal government imposed on business, they eliminated eight. What a great that's the reason the American economy was so great. That's what created the greatest economy in history. That was it right there. That was it. And before you tell me it's not the greatest economy in history, let me give you a stat here that proves it's the greatest economy in history. Hold on. Hold on one sec. Let's see if I can get it. It's not that easy on my computer. For some reason, I'm going to have to restart my computer because it's just not letting me open things up. But all I could tell you is I believe in the history, modern history of America, Trump had the most years, actually the most months, here it is, under 4% unemployment. Here we go. In the last 52 years, only 26 times was monthly unemployment under 4%. 26 times, 21 of them were under Trump, 0 for Obama, 5 for all the other presidents combined, and now you got Biden. There'll be 0 for Biden, guarantee you. Following in the footsteps of his hero, Obama. This is the third term of Obama. So 26 times unemployment in a month under 4%, 21 of them under Trump, 0 Obama, 5 for all the rest combined. Does that tell you anything about what a great president Trump was? What a great president. How could anyone be so insane? With Trump derangement syndrome, you'd want to get rid of him. So all of that is due to the lack of regulations under Trump. He cut regulation nation by like two-thirds. And this new executive order is getting back all those regulations. End harsh and extreme immigration enforcement, which means open all the borders, let everyone in. Extend protection from deportation for Liberians in the United States. Liberians. And he doesn't mean libertarians, and he doesn't mean librarians. He means people from Libya. Liberians. Are you out of your mind? Protection from deportation? Because you're from Libya? Why? Or Liberia. It must be Liberia. I'm sorry. It's probably not Libya. It's Liberians. It says it right here. I'm looking right at it. Extend protection from deportation for Liberians. So it's not for Libya. It's actually for Liberia, which is an African nation. Why do Liberians deserve some sort of different protection from deportation? I have no idea. Revoke certain executive orders concerning federal-like regulation. Guarantee you that means lots of new regulations to destroy the American economy. Freeze any new or pending regulations. Fill supply shortfalls in the fight versus COVID with the Defense Production Act. That I have no idea. Increase FEMA reimbursement to states for National Guard and PPE. That probably just means give bribes to Democrat blue states and Democrat blue cities. Establish COVID-19 pandemic testing board and expand testing. God knows what he has in store for us there. That's Big Brother. Bolster access to COVID-19 treatments and clinical care. I have no idea what that means, but, you know, we'll assume that one's okay. Improve collection analysis of COVID data. You know what that must mean? More invasion of your privacy in the United States of America. Big Brother just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Mount vaccination campaign amid goals such as 100 million shots in 100 days. Trump already made that happen. Provide guidance on safely reopening schools. I agree with that. But your teachers' unions don't agree. They never want to work again, but they want to collect their salaries and pensions. OSHA guidelines for keeping workers safe from COVID-19. That means no one's ever going to work, but they should all be paid. Require face masks at the airports. Wonderful. Establish COVID health equity task force. Health equity. So the word equity means white people and black people are not equal. We got to make them equal by firing all the white people, hiring black people, doubling the salary of black people, making sure white people don't make enough money anymore. So how that applies to a health equity task force, I have no idea. Ask agencies to boost food aid and deliver your stimulus checks. You know what that means? Bigger food stamp checks to everyone who voted for Biden. Restore collective bargaining power for federal workers. Disaster, nightmare. Destroy the taxpayers. Repeal the ban on transgender people in the military. Disaster, kill the military. Unbelievable. These are the executive orders of the newest dictator of the United States who's owned by China.
Awesome and amazing year. Hey, friends, it's John Jubilee, and I'm here to encourage you this year, no resolutions. No, we know those all fail, right? Come on. You did those for the last 10 or 20 years, and you never kept one, and neither did anybody else. So this year, let's have a revolution that changes, that sticks, that stays. Make this the year you can check off the box. I got off all my medication. I lost all of my fat. I got back my flat belly, and I'm the shape and size I always dreamed I'd be, and I am healthy from the inside out. This is your year of revolution. So join tens of thousands that have succeeded. Reach out to us. Just go on our website and click the red button on EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com. Or call us directly at 888-444-8895.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
it an ancient mystery, redetermining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
So I just finished reading you the depressing list of Biden's executive orders, and they are truly disgusting and vomit-worthy and destructive of the American economy. And destructive of jobs and destructive of America in general and helpful to China if they want to overtake America. And I told you so. I told you you're electing someone who's owned by China and will destroy the United States and do the bidding of China. And that's what this guy is doing. And none of them are worse than all his beliefs about climate change and the Keystone Pipeline and such, because it can't work. It can't work. Who says that? John Kerry. Let me read you this story. It's very interesting. John Kerry, the new climate envoy in President Trump's administration. Climate envoy. Why didn't you just call him the climate dictator? Admitted to reporters Wednesday in the White House briefing room that the problem of climate change would not be solved even if U.S. emissions were zero. Were zero. He said that is why Biden rejoined the Paris Agreement so quickly, because he knows it is urgent, and he knows that Paris alone is not enough. That when almost 90% of all the planet's emissions and global emissions come outside the U.S. borders. We could go to zero tomorrow, and the problem isn't solved. So why would you kill American jobs then? It makes no sense. Makes no sense at all why you would kill American jobs if you know that 90% of the problem is outside America's borders. Asked what he would say to American workers in the fossil fuel industry who are losing their jobs because of Biden's policies, and Kerry said workers have been fed a false narrative somehow dealing with climate is coming at their mistake, at their expense. He and McCarthy said those workers would be able to find new jobs in the green energy field, right? Oh, my God. John Kerry, here's another article. John Kerry, Gina McCarthy, laid off oil and gas workers will have better choices. No, they won't. It is a fact. I saw the article a while back. And the article was that the average oil fossil industry job in Texas pays $150,000 a year. You cannot find those jobs in green energy. Green energy jobs pay $30,000 to $40,000 a year. And not only that, but they just bankrupt you. They bankrupt the American industry and they bankrupt the companies. Let me see if I could find it. I saw the article that Biden just appointed somebody who literally his entire life has been involved in green energy. And here it is. Biden's energy nominee. The 100 articles here. Biden's energy nominee divvied millions in taxpayer funds to alternative energy startups that went bankrupt. This is the Democrat way. Joe Biden's nominee to head the Department of Energy, Jennifer Granholm. Oh, God, I remember her. She was the governor of Michigan. Divvied out millions in taxpayer funds during her 2 terms as Michigan governor to alternative energy companies that eventually went bankrupt. In one instance, Granholm's administration provided a $9.1 million refundable tax credit to a renewable energy company registered to the address of a single-wide trailer run by a convicted embezzler named Richard Short. Short was found to be in violation of his parole and sent back to prison after appearing on stage with Granholm to accept an award from the Michigan Economic Growth Authority. Granholm also granted $10 million to an electric car battery manufacturer, A123 Systems, in 2009, lauded the company in a press conference saying it would help make Michigan the alternative energy capital of North America and the advanced battery capital of the world. A123 Systems, which also received $249 million in federal grant money by the Obama administration, filed for bankruptcy 3 years later. Company is still in operation today, but only as a subsidiary of a Chinese firm. Another manufacturer of electric vehicle components that received Michigan taxpayer-funded assistance under Graham's watch, Azure Dynamics, filed for bankruptcy in 2012 and laid off 120 employees. Only 2.3% of the 434 projects funded by the Michigan Economic Growth Authority under Granholm's watch were successful in meeting their job creation goals. 2.3% of 434 projects. And now she's going to take a leading role in bringing Biden's goal of building 550,000 electric vehicle charging stations and replacing the federal government's fleet of vehicles with electric vehicles if she's confirmed by the Senate. Can you imagine? She's a walking disaster. And no different than the Obama administration on the federal level did the same thing. Every dollar they gave to every green energy company was an expensive boondoggle that went bankrupt. That's all green energy has ever been, is an expensive boondoggle that goes bankrupt. That's it. That's all they do is recycle the lies. Green energy is a failure. Green energy is a failure. Green energy is a disaster. Listen to Wayne Root. Do me a favor. I'm always right.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promoting new executive orders on climate change. Biden saying the U.S. has delayed action for too long on addressing the climate crisis. responding to a question about what his message would be to the oil and gas workers who will see an end to their livelihoods, Special Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry says,
coal plants have been closing over the last 20 years. So what President Biden wants to do is make sure those folks have better choices, that they have alternatives, that they can be the people who go to work to make the solar panels. They were making them here at home. That is going to be a particular focus of the Build Back Better agenda.
The Fed Reserve announcing that they're keeping interest rates steady, policymakers wrapping up their meeting in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, is Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil. Our immune systems are facing the most stress, perhaps, in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system, and now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution. I drink it all day long. Plus, Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. I take them all. I love them all. And this bundle of products, handpicked specifically by me for you at 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. I know they'll do the same for you. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and choose the Root Freedom Bundle to save 50% now. That's freedomhealthalliance.com. So we've got our guest here, Mike Kukarski, co-owner and vice president of JKC Trucking, one of the largest refrigerated trucking companies in the country. JKC Trucking, Mike Kukarski, to talk about the Biden administration's transportation policies that are a freaking nightmare. Mike, you're on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Wayne, thank you for having me on your show again.
So, first of all, it's not even, you know, I have a bunch of questions here for you, but it's not even on the list. Let me start with the one that vexes me the most. What are the qualifications of Mayor Pete Butthead of South Bend to be the Transportation Secretary of the United States of America? What does Mayor Pete Butthead know about trucking?
You know, I don't believe he has any experience, and personally, I'd prefer getting with some more experience, especially in the transportation industry, you know, to help the transportation industry pull out of this nosedive COVID is causing, you know.
Well, at this moment in time, your industry is obviously struggling, and the Biden administration's transportation policies, I think, are going to make things much, much worse. I think the worst one of all, you tell me what you think is the worst one, but I believe they're going to try and impose nationwide the very thing that just failed in California. They tried to pass it, and the people voted it down, which was kind of ending all independent contractors, and they were trying to destroy the car companies, and they didn't do it. So they were trying to destroy why the name's not coming to mind right now, but they were trying to kill Uber and Lyft. They were trying to kill Uber and Lyft because all those drivers are independent contractors, and they wanted to say, no, they're employees, and you got to pay their health insurance, and you got to pay their benefits, and you got to pay their payroll taxes, and that would have wiped out Uber and Lyft, and they would have left the state. And instead, the people in California even turned this idea down. Well, if they did that to truckers and they made everybody an employee instead of an independent contractor, what would that do with the trucking industry?
You know, yeah, you're right, because that would transfer over to truck drivers, because, you know, truck drivers, if you have your own rig, you are an independent contractor. And, you know, it doesn't even make sense. You know, it was an idea that wasn't thought out. And before they were voting on it, you know, I think, you know, truckloads of owner-operators just literally said, hey, listen, we're not going to risk this madness, and they left the state of California, and obviously they're being, I believe they're overtaxed too, and yeah, it would just destroy all independence forever.
But what is your feeling on some of the worst transportation policies coming down the pike from the Biden administration?
You know, it worries me that, you know, Mayor Pete is inexperienced, you know, and what another thing is going to be coming down is they're talking about, you know, raising the fuel tax again. And the two biggest expenses in weekly trucking expenses is, number one, driver pay, number two, fuel. You know, the trucking industry is still struggling, as you see, and increasing the tax bill fuel will further burden our industry and only increase the cost of goods to the end user, which are the American people. You know, I think I've even said this the last time on your show. I said, you know, the government's been behind the steering wheel long enough. It's time for a small business to take back the steering wheel. You know, I invite politicians like Mayor Pete to sit down with us so we can educate them and show them what needs to be done for small businesses and our economy to be successful, you know, because the last time I checked, small businesses are the backbone of the economy, and I would be honored to meet with Mayor Pete Tell.
Well, I mean, but he has no qualifications. You know, and by the way, just so you know in advance, I'm a pro-gay conservative. In other words, I've never had a problem with gay people. You want to be gay, be gay. I don't care. But it seems to me the only qualification this guy has is that he's gay. He was a lousy mayor. He was hated by everybody, hated by the police, hated by the black community, hated by everybody as the mayor of South Bend. Didn't do a good job. Crime was way up. Nothing was really going well in South Bend. And then he decided to run for president. And the only qualification there was that he was gay. What's the qualification? Being gay does not make you the transportation expert. So I don't know what this guy's qualifications are in the transportation industry. I think the answer is nothing. So it's just, it's a scary point in life. Someone who heads transportation should have a background in transportation.
Correct. I agree with you completely. You know, the scarier thing is the way that all the Democrats shuffled all these people around and they landed in all these positions, you know. And it's probably top secret, but maybe they just picked numbers and that's how he ended up in this position. That would make a lot of sense.
I think what makes sense is that Joe Biden, you know, was running against Mayor Pete, and he promised everybody else who was running against him that he'd give them a job. You know, drop out of this race, and I'll give you a job when I'm elected. And so this is just a patronage position for him. And so you got a guy who knows nothing about trucking, cares nothing about truckers, who's, you know, your life is in their hands. Very, very scary stuff. You're the co-owner of JKC Trucking, one of the largest refrigerated trucking companies in the country. Tell us what that means. How big a company do you have, and how many truckers are working for you?
You know, we have a little bit over 200 trucks. You know, we have about 250 drivers working for us. And I love what you brought up a little bit earlier. You know, the government, when they get involved and they're not an experience, like, for example, a couple of years ago, they mandated that we do the ELDs, which is the electronic logging device, which I totally support. One day we knew that was coming. You know, they log in a device, it keeps track of their hours, pushes it through, right? But what they did afterwards is changed hour of service twice. And the reason they did that is they're saying, well, we're changing the hours of service to make it very strict so these drivers, you know, get enough rest and they have less accidents and it should be more safe for the public. But what it actually did, it did the complete opposite. There's more wrecks now than ever because these drivers are chasing the clock. That's what they call it, is because when the time clock starts, they can't take a break because if they do, they lose those hours. And these drivers, especially the over-road drivers, they're paid per mile, so they want to get in as many miles as they can in every day.
So, in other words, when it comes time that the clock is ticking, there's only an hour to go, they put their pedal to the metal, and that causes accidents. They start to speed to get more miles in. Is that what you're saying is the problem?
No. What is it doing? So, let's say, like, we leave for a trip, and we go from, like, Los Angeles to Las Vegas, right? And we leave, okay, and an hour later, you know, you're exhausted, and you're like, you know what, I'm going to pull over and take a little nap. You know, you could do that, but if you pull over, you can't go off of duty. You will, whatever time you use to rest, which would be a great idea, right? When you want to rest, you should rest. You would lose that time for driving. So whatever would be left over afterwards, you know, you could drive, and then you're off duty, and you can't move again.
Got it.
That's why the drivers refer to it as chasing the clock, or the clock's chasing them. So yes, the fatigue and the stress, you know, it's too rigid of a system. You know, there's got to be more elasticity. You know, truck driving is not white and black. There's a lot of gray in there, and they're trying to make a white and black system, and it backfired on them. You know, it took lives, and you know, the best part is, Now they have they started a board of truckers, but it took a lot of pain and suffering of the public, and especially the truck drivers, before they said, you know what, this is not working.
Well, and I would argue, you know, that you can't just separate truckers in general from small business. There's a lot of small trucking companies out there that count as small businesses. And Biden is very anti-small business. His policies are. Trump was very pro-small business. Year after year, 4 years under Trump, the index that showed the optimism of small business owners was through the roof, all-time records every single year, highest it had ever been, and now it's going to go to the lowest it's ever been, just like it was under Obama, because Biden's going to tax and regulate small business to death, and that doesn't mean he's taxing trucking companies specifically. He's just taxing all small businesses, and that will hurt small business truck companies, right?
Oh, he's taxing trucking companies. And it's just what they're doing is not right. You know, I mean, all it is hurting all these small businesses. You know, all these. Somebody started with the owner-operator with one truck before they built a company like ours. You know, my father bought one truck in 77, and now we have over 200. You know, it was built with, you know, hard work, blood, sweat, and tears. And, you know, that's the American dream, right? So he's killing the American dream or making it much more difficult or impossible to get at, which is the problem.
So I think last thing I want to ask you is I heard a rumor that the new fuel tax that they want, that Mayor Pete is proposing, is going to involve the amount of miles you drive. So the more you drive, the more you pay. If that's the case, that would just be devastating to truckers. Is that what you hear as well?
Yeah. So we're getting taxed two ways. We get taxed at the pump, wherever state we're getting at, and we're also getting taxed in each state the mile that we travel. So, yes, that will continue. But that's just going to amplify all the taxes all over. So it's just a lose-lose for us.
Yeah, truckers are just the heroes, in my opinion, the unsung heroes of America. They bring all the goods that you need, that you eat, that you bathe, that you clean, that you make your family safe. Everything you buy at Costco and Walmart and Walgreens and CVS and supermarkets, it's all from truckers. Without truckers, there is no America. God bless these guys. Thank you, Mike Kukarski, co-owner, VP JKC Trucking, one of the largest refrigerated trucking companies in America. We appreciate what your boys and girls do. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you for your support. Thank you.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off freedomhealthalliance.com.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on a truck.
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. This segment sponsored by my new podcast, War Raw. Used to be for, we just started it in late October. And for November, December, it was just recorded on Fridays. It was a weekend edition. Top 10 news stories of the week for conservatives and Trumpers. Not never Trumpers, always Trumpers. Anyone who loves Trump, anyone who's a deplorable, anyone who's a patriot, anyone who's a conservative. And it did so well that we decided to expand it to 5 days a week, plus the weekend edition. So now it's on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, plus Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You get the weekend edition. So check it out, War Raw Podcast, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw. So I want to go back to John Kerry and Gina McCarthy. You know, we were just talking about the disaster this administration will be for truckers. What about for laid-off gas and oil workers? And climate envoy John Kerry and national climate advisor Gina McCarthy. Can you imagine? Ever created a job in their lives. They remind me of teachers. You know, it's not like teachers are bad people. They mean well. They're trying to help children get educated. College professors trying to mold young minds. They're not bad people by theory, but they are bad people sometimes because, A, they're like pure communists and Marxists, and they're brainwashing your children. And, B, they've never had a real job or owned a business in their lives. They know nothing about how you make money. So you're taking economics classes from professors who have no idea how to make money and have never done it in their lives. And the same thing with every high school teacher. None of them know how to make money. They know how to teach Spanish, but how would you create a job? They have no idea. So their ideas don't hold water. So same thing with John Kerry and Gina McCarthy. Neither one have ever had a real job in their lives, guarantee you. And neither one has ever owned a small business in their lives. So they have no idea when their policies are wrecking businesses and small businesses. They don't know. They have no idea. They've never created a job. They've never saved a job. They've never had anything in their lives but government jobs. They never got anything but government contracts. These are the people you're dealing with. So they told reporters in the White House briefing room that oil and gas workers who are laid off as a result of President Joe Biden's new climate policies will find better jobs. Biden's already caused widespread layoffs and potentially tens of thousands of lost future job opportunities by revoking the Keystone XL pipeline permit and suspending oil and gas leasing on federal lands and killing the wall, the building of the wall, you know, between the United States and Mexico on his first day in Oval Office. Asked by a reporter what their message was to workers in the fossil fuel industry, Kerry and McCarthy promised that workers could find new jobs in green industries or they could benefit from New Deal-style work programs. Do you understand the load of crap you're being fed, the brainwashing lies? Do you understand the propaganda you're being fed? This is the exact same story that we've heard over and over again from liberals. The green energy is so great. The green energy industry is so great. It'll create millions of jobs. They'll all be great jobs. They'll be better jobs than you had from fossil fuel. Folks, the only thing green energy does is it gets rid of all the people making $100,000, $150,000 a year in those dirty oil and fossil jobs, those poor, dirty people. They were being exploited, and they didn't realize it. Well, they made $150,000 a year. And it replaces them with crappy $30,000 jobs and at best $40,000 jobs. And then it makes the price of electricity go so high that your home electric bill skyrockets, doubles, triples, just like Obamacare made your health care bill skyrocket. Do you understand that? Just like government funding of colleges makes college fees, tuition skyrocket. This is a disaster. Just like when they ask for a minimum wage of $15, it's going to make all government construction projects skyrocket in cost. And guess who's going to pay it? You and me. Because government doesn't pay for anything. Taxpayers do. Government has no money. It only has money from you and me. So if they make it more expensive to build a highway or a building or a, you know, an airport or a school or whatever it is they're constructing, if they make it more expensive, you and I are the ones who have to pay the bill. And if they get rid of all these green, fossil fuel energy jobs, these oil jobs, and these gas jobs, and these fracking jobs, all they're going to have left is green energy jobs that suck. You know, or they're not going to get any job at all. It's a pipe dream. It always has been. I remember when Harry Reid said Nevada was going to be the green energy capital of America and we have more sunshine than any other state. We're going to be the solar energy capital. All that happens with green energy and solar energy, go look at California, is it kills the electric grid. Number one, your costs are doubled and tripled and quadrupled, just like Obamacare. And number two, on days where there is no sunshine, there's no electricity. On days where it's too hot or too cold, there isn't enough to go around. They got to shut the grid down. You have a blackout. This happens all the time with regularity in California. Green energy, wind, solar, is not enough to go around. It doesn't work. It could be it's possible it could be an addition, you know, some of the time to regular, dirty fossil fuel. But it can't be the main form of energy. And Democrats don't get it. They're wrecking our country over a theory called climate change, which is bullspit. Because every time the news media comes on, it says today was the hottest day since 1956. Well, was there global warming in 56? It was the coldest day since 1932. Was there global warming or climate change in 1932? Climate changes. It goes up and it goes down. This is a disaster.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.